Get out. This is the way I came from life up to my age. And now I have won my money for my pension. But still, I don't get very much. But I have won enough to support me. I am very, very grateful. Thanks from to myself that I went and took up a job. And I'm not lazy at all. There is a lot of good jobs on the railroad today. Young people has entered some of the railroad jobs, and some of them are sticking to their jobs. Some of these days they will make good out of themselves. So that's what I've done. Even I didn't went to school, I learned to have a better way of living. This is what everybody is doing today with the ONU program, which they call the Economic Opportunity. So that is what I think, that most of the people are some like me. I don't even drink at all, and I don't even smoke. I don't do a lot of things what it is no good for me. I don't want to get in the habit of smoking or drinking. This is the way my life is today. I am still strong. There is a lot of things that you do that you keep yourself up in the way of a lot of things. That you have your body built right and grow strong. There is quite a few things that you get in your system, and that what weakens you up for your strength, like smoking tobacco or chewing tobacco or drinking. That is bad thing for you. But if you keep away from all of that, you can keep your boyhood for many years, even up to 70 years old. You will be strong yet. I have about 14 children today. Some of them went through high school, and some of them are still in school. Some of them are across the ocean, fighting for their country. I hope to see them back soon. So I have this much a story which I have lived it by for so many years. And sometime people has asked me why I am still strong yet. Sometime people always ask me why I don't grow old, why I'm still strong. I always tell them that be good and do right things, I can still run quite a distance, like we usually do in early days. In early days, before sunrise, you get up and have good exercise by running. This way, you can build up your body and be strong in legs, in your muscle. Keep on doing that until you grow up to 20 and past 20. While I was on the job on the railroad, I used to run early in the morning for so many miles, maybe half a mile, maybe 1 mile, before the work started. I've been doing that all the way through my life. In the winter time, I used to bathe in snow. That kept me tough and strong. But nowadays, the children, the younger generation, forgot all of that. That is why they catch pneumonia so easy. In early days, we never heard about pneumonia. We usually go out without coats, clothes, very little thing rags to wear. Our hides are so thick that you can't even cut it. It is so hard and tough. Working around and exercising around in cold days, it makes you tough. It makes you grow older. Stay young all the time. Keep away from tobacco. Keep away from liquor. Keep away from a lot of dangerous things that they have in the world that makes you healthy and wise. Keep away from. So, my friend, I don't know what else to tell you about. I'm telling you all I can and all I know about life. If you come around sometime around my home, I might give you more information about life. They told me that my hair is not white yet. It's still black. Yeah, I'm still young, they say. So, as long as I am living, I like to be that way. I like to keep away from liquor. I like to keep away from smoking or chewing tobacco. All these things give you bad life. And so today, our younger generation has found out better ways of doing things. That they went to school, they went through high schools, they've done the right thing, most of them did. And now they are helping their people in a way of good ways of living. And we do hope that we all keep it up so that we Navajo Nation will grow up more bigger and some of these days there might be a good name for the Navajo people. That is what I think today. I always tell my children about good things, ways of living. Most of them has listened to me. That when they go off to work, they always send me some money. And they sent their mother some money. My wife is still living. And we are around the same age. I am 1 year ahead of him, ahead of her. She's 1 year behind. But still, we love each other, take care of each other. That's the way life goes. Whoever is in charge of us, that made us live this long, it's up to him. When he says the time comes, it's our last day. But I am still happy today with my children and with my family and with my wife. So I'm not worrying at all. I have still good strength yet. This is the way my life is, and I am glad that we have a very good friend that is the Anglos, the white people. They are the one that gave us better ways of living. They taught us in the way of better life. They gave us good thinking. Today they're giving us more in the way of economic opportunity. So we ought to learn that we can be all the same as the white people. I always do think that it is the best way to live in the white man's way. The white man are our good friends. They all treat us right. Sometimes I usually tell my children about that the best friend we have is the white man. So today they are giving us more better mind than ever. So we ought to follow their words and follow their instruction, their law. The white people are the only one that are keeping us up. They gave us better traveling, which they made cars for us to ride in. But still, I'm not telling you to forget your old ways days, like your horse.